USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The five permanent members of the Security Council just reaffirmed that commitment in January. But today, we're seeing disturbing trends.
President Biden addressing the 77th United Nations General Assembly, the president saying nuclear war cannot be won and should never be fought. A more than $1 billion jackpot has been claimed, but we may never know who won it. That's because the Illinois Lottery says the winners who are splitting the prize wish to remain anonymous. They won the $1.4 billion jackpot in late July after stopping at a store in the Chicago area. Walmart is hiring 40,000 seasonal and full-time workers for the holiday season. The retail giant saying it's filling various positions, including seasonal and customer service associates, as well as 1,500 truck drivers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.